The end of a week brings a terrible event out of Japan as news breaks that Sega and CSK chairman Isao Okawa passes away. And with the sad news comes reaction pouring from both Sonic and Sega fans as the man behind the company, and perhaps a piece of the corporation itself, has now moved on. This is the Sonic Scene on 7 with breaking news. The death of Isao Okawa. Hello friends, Tristan here for St. Patrick's Day weekend 2001, and Sega's streak of luck has not been very good over the past several months. First, the Japanese Dreamcast market goes into an irreparable slump, which led to Sega's plan to become a third-party publisher and developer. And now the person behind the attempts to turn the company around, Isao Okawa, has died. Okawa had cardiac failure at Tokyo Medical College Hospital on Friday afternoon, Tokyo time. This comes after news a few months ago that he was battling cancer. Okawa was 74 years old. His other accomplishments included being the founder of CSK Corporation. He was an honorary chairman before his death. Okawa was also Sega's chairman since April 1984 and took on the added role of president last June. He was also chairman of ASCII Corp, Bell System 24 Incorporated, and at Nextcom KK. Even though Okawa was Japan's ninth largest taxpayer in the fiscal year ending March 2000, he was still dedicated to Sega financially. Okawa gave 85 billion yen, mostly in stock shares, to Sega in an effort to bail out the company from financial woes. This came after he donated 50 billion yen in February of last year to the company, and 10 billion yen in 1984 to buy a stake in Gulf and Western Industries, once the parent company of Sega. Okawa was also seen as an inspiration to employees inside Sega rather than a boss. According to Takashi Oya of Tokyo's Deutsche Securities, Okawa added charisma to Sega and did everything he could for the company. Isao Okawa was born in western Osaka in 1926, graduated from Waseda University, and formed Computer Service, better known as CSK today, in 1968. Funeral arrangements have been made by his family members, though they will be private. As for who will take over Sega completely, co-COO Tetsu Kayama looks to be a strong choice, say some Japanese analysts. Fans are very saddened with this news. On the Moogle Cavern message board, electronic moments of silence are being observed, and on the DC Tech pages, forumers are giving their condolences to Okawa and his family. Those sad faces are commonplace on that board, as well as many others, most likely. Sega Web, Sega Dojo, and FGN Online are among the many major gaming media sites that are offering final parting words. Fans, employees, and the media all were touched by the legacy of Isao Okawa, and all were equally touched by his passing. He will surely be missed by all. Isao Okawa, 1926-2001. There's other news to report this weekend, including the Sonic Amateur Games Expo. 6 days of showing off fan games occurred over the past week. You might have heard Seven's live stage coverage periodically throughout the expo. Originally, only 5 days were planned, but a sixth one had to be implemented to make up for time loss from a 17-hour server outage, the cause of which was an unknown server maintenance scheduled. Unlike most expositions in general, this one did not have a clear-cut showstopper. 4 games in particular stood out among the crowd, the first being Sonic Team Junior's Sonic Roboblast 2. Along with the opening wrapper of SRB2.org came a new demo, which included the rest of the Green Flower Zone and one level from the Techno Hill Zone. The new demo also enabled players to go online and complete something which was common during the expo. A multiplayer party was even established on Tuesday. Blaze Hedgehog, among all the preparations for Sage, did manage to show a demo of Sonic the Fated Hour. The new demo showcased the new engine that allowed skidding and more accurate Sonic game physics and elements. Level design was also huge in size. Sonic U Team showcased Metal Sonic Quest 2, in which players assume the role of Metal Sonic out to destroy Sonic and the gang. The demo level shows a practice-type arena where Metalla can sharpen his skills against dummies and other robots. And HD Productions showed off two games, Thirdscape and Sonic Madventure. Sonic Scene reporter Sam Savell takes a look at the aspects of Madventure that make the game look and feel good while retaining a level of humor.
Hitoshi Ryu Densha Productions, a.k.a. HD Productions, has released a demo of Sonic Madventure at SAGE. And I must say, it is a very good Sonic RPG. The game takes place in 2001, deep in the unknown region of the Great Unknown. Your mission is to save the world. Or, not really. Your mission is to get away from Amy Rose, and to make up the storyline as the game goes. The first chapter of the game, Chasing Amy, is very hard, for me at least. The characters run smooth and the dialogue is very nice. Yet on the technical side of the game, the engine is reliable. I haven't found any bugs so far. Graphics are great too. I like the Cracker sprite and how it was used. Reminds me of the SNES Final Fantasy and Zelda games. The humor of Red 16 is also another funny twist on the game. The intro, I thought I'd have to jump him for making another old Zero Wing pun. Download the Sonic Madventure, shoot down Amy in the tornado at http://www.sagexpo.org/redxvi/zips/sm_demo_stage.zip. That's all for me. Have a great weekend ahead. Sam Savell, the Sonic Scene News.
Gamers may have to buy Phantasy Star Online again in the form of a new version that promises to improve and fix many aspects of the game online and offline. This time around, many major bugs will be fixed. Most of those bugs surfaced while playing online. Also, while online, a soccer or football minigame may be available. Player versus player and capture the flag battle modes also plan to be implemented. Character experience levels will also be upped to 200. A new difficulty level will also be in the works, currently dubbed Ultimate. Two new levels will be implemented as well. The exact names are still up in the air and open to speculation, but we can tell you that a temple-like level and a spaceship level are coming, complete with new bosses and enemies. New mags will also be available, including Master System, Saturn, and Dreamcast mags. New outfits are also a good possibility. Sega has already confirmed release of the game in Japan and North America, but Sega of Europe is having doubts about re-releasing the game in European nations. That will be a wait-and-see situation, it looks like. Screenshots and more information are available at tss@emulationzone.org. The Moogle Cavern is on the bandwidth watch again. Kulak has noticed that the bandwidth has reached almost 7 gigabytes in the past half month. If the trend continues, the cavern may be headed into downtime once again. As part of a plan to keep that from happening, Kulak may pull the Sega Sonic arcade ROMs from his site if necessary. Shane Thames now has announced a name change for the SUDC team to Star Dreams Entertainment. New projects now in the works, as explained in this press release. Quote, Star Dreams Entertainment announces the starting projects of two games, one being their flagship game Star Rider. The other, which will possibly be the first priority project, is a proposed Sonic R2, which will feature returning characters from the original Sonic R, possibly some new characters. Sonic R2 will feature announcers, a progressive storyline, new tracks, and hidden tracks. Also featured will be a weather engine and a forecast for each track. Featured track favorites and whom the track conditions will favor for in terms of the predicted winner. Track courses and details will vary during the game due to weather conditions such as tree falling in the road due to high winds or lightning. Weather and progressive time will be based on real time so that it may snow in the winter or rain during the rainy season. Sunrises and sunsets are also going to be based on real time, so you may see a sunset in the evening or the moon out at 12 a.m. Star Dreams Entertainment was unable to participate in this year's stage due to lack of presentable material, but it is assured that we are getting our act together as we speak to begin development of Sonic R2, end quote. And ScienceDaily.com, has posted a report on how the Sonic the Hedgehog gene has a tie to the human brain. The Sonic gene can be used as a positional signal for the brain nuclei, little groups of neurons that are organized during brain development. The discovery of how the Sonic gene can control the size and shape of brain structure was researched by the University of Chicago. For more of all the Sonic and Sega news that really matters, please come to tssz.emulationzone.org, where we have information on the passing of Isao Okawa at the Sonic scene, as well as the chance to voice how you thought Sage went in our public scene poll. And again, to recap our main headline, Sega President and Chairman Isao Okawa has passed away at the age of 74 due to heart failure. He died at the Tokyo Medical College Center Friday afternoon in Tokyo and overnight Friday Eastern Time. He will be missed by many fans and colleagues, and all the people that help work on TSS scene and the Sonic scene wish to extend our deepest condolences to friends and family of Isao Okawa. And as we leave you this weekend, we will observe a brief moment of silence to remember Okawa-san, as I bid you a goodbye for now.